mercy killings. Isn't it really murder? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on why God allows death and suffering, entitled How Could a Loving God? We find today some Christians are saying that the so-called mercy killings for the aged and infirmed are okay. You see, more and more people in our society believe it's permissible to assist someone to commit suicide if they're terminally ill or very old or handicapped. And sadly, even some Christians think like this today. But how can this be so? I truly believe it's because of the influence of evolutionary ideas. You see, the more that Christians are told they don't have to accept what's written in Genesis, but can use man's opinions to reinterpret these chapters, then why shouldn't they do this elsewhere in Scripture and reinterpret it? The acceptance of evolutionary teaching in the church has unlocked a door. It's caused many Christians to believe that they can reinterpret the Word of God to fit with what's accepted in the secular world. That's why the church needs to get back to God's Word as the absolute authority, beginning with Genesis, and deal with this issue of mercy killings, which is really murder.
God's Word also presents the answer to the question, why is there so much suffering and death in the world? Ken Ham goes into this topic in depth in a fascinating DVD, and it's yours for a donation of any size. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or through our website of answersoffer.org.